Olson, Adelaide, South Australia, November 23, 1892. Dear Brother Olson, I have sent you in this mail copies of letters to Elder Curtis and in regard to physicians at Mount Vernon Institute. I think Dr. Kellogg has one like the one I send you. If I was sure, I would not send this, but I am not sure. You may need this to refer to. I do not send it that you shall decide according to your best judgment. Notwithstanding, Elder Underwood has knowledge of all these things, yet he has not, as I can learn, changed his ideas in regard to the Mount Vernon Institution. I gave you, I think, copy of a letter written to Dr. Place. He has not made one word of response to me in reference to that letter, and certainly something should be done, for this wonderful selfishness with physicians is a terrible thing, for it leads to lying, to stealing, and every evil work. If the Mount Vernon Institution is depending upon him for success, it had better go down. His course of familiarity with women has a corrupting influence upon others, and he is unfit for any position without a thorough transformation of character. We do not need men who will be smart and efficient in some things, and in other things loose, dishonest, full of falsehood and scheming. Oh, may the Lord have pity upon his soul and save him, for he is a lost man. Unless he repents, he will never see the kingdom of heaven. In regard to Captain Eldridge, the Lord will give his people wisdom to decide in his case. If he would only be converted, then he would be where he could be taught of God. But I know it will come up. Who will fill his place? I do not know, and I wish he would not excuse himself by saying he has not had an experience. Has he not had a wonderful opportunity to obtain an experience? Will he plead this to the end of the chapter? Or will he go to work to get that experience? And if he does not obtain it, then what? He does not feel any need of this experience. Let the Lord work through whom he will. I send you copies of testimonies sent to Oakland Publishing House, fearing that you had not a copy. These answer the question Captain Eldridge wrote to Willie in reference to publishing books outside of our faith. When they get to doing this work, our own books on present truth will drop as flat to the ground by men who have not experience, as did Great Controversy, Volume 4. When we want special matter pushed out, these books will have the preference, and there will be tedious delays because men who have not an experience cannot discern the difference between the common and the sacred. And until men who have a jealousy for the honor of God's cause, and that to be kept pure and strong and holy, be assured there will be many things set on foot to stand directly as barriers in the way of the work of God. Let the office stand on holy, elevated ground. If possible, let it be controlled by men of faith who love and fear God.